yes, it's that time of year, isn't it? The Halloween season. Welcome back to hour number three on tonight's special Halloween edition of Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, here in the Asheville studio tonight, along with Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, I know, as we talked about earlier, you are a Halloween enthusiast.
Love it.
Even I think you love it all year round.
I do. I have things up all year round at my house.
And so are there any Halloween-y decorations at Wright's Coin Shop now?
No, there are not.
Why
and
not?
My mom does not like Halloween. My mom has never liked Halloween.
No kidding. Well,
no.
When is her birthday?
July.
Yeah, so I think the closer you're born to Halloween, the more you like it. So is she frightened by Halloween?
No, it's just kind of annoys her, I think. And she hates having to answer the door and give out candy.
And is she into Christmas?
She loves Christmas.
Okay.
That is her favorite.
It's you're probably one or the other. It's like, are you a Beatles guy or an Elvis guy? You're probably either a Christmas person or a Halloween person.
But you know the thing with Christmas, she loves Christmas, and we have the gifts, and she loves the gift bags. But you are more likely than not to end up with gift bags that say Happy Father's Day, congratulations on your baby, you know, something like that. It's not all, yeah,
yeah.
Not all the whole Christmas theme, but she does like the holiday.
Well, very soon we are going to start seeing the commercials and the decorations for Christmas. I mean, once Halloween's over, boom, that's it.
Oh, they're already out.
Yeah,
that's what's so terrible.
Walmart last night, I was like, no.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. And Target, too. It's very sad.
Well, later this year, closer to Christmas, I actually have a special Christmas recording that that comes out.
Oh, yes.
Sam, you produced it for me.
I did.
And I wish I could tell you all what it is. I can't, but apparently it's going to be all over the world.
It could be a global smash.
So, Shelley, how are things going now at Wright's Coin Shop in general?
It's been very busy. The market is down. Everybody is realizing it's a wonderful time to buy things. And we sold just about everything that wasn't nailed down and should be getting some more stuff in on Monday.
Well, you know, the great thing about Wright's Coin Shop is that, I mean, you can walk in there with money in your pocket and walk out with gold, silver, things that have real meaning and intrinsic value. And what a wonderful gift that makes also to pass along to anybody that you care about, because it's only going to become more valuable and rare as time goes on.
True.
So anybody who's listening can go to speakingofstrange.com and they can find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And there they will see a picture of you working at the front desk for all your fans out there. Not the front desk, front counter, I guess. That's what I should say.
One of the showcases.
Yeah, the showcases. Absolutely. And they'll find a map. They'll find all the contact information. And it doesn't matter if somebody has never purchased gold or silver or coins before. You guys have been in business 40 years because you're used to helping people, and you have a very good reputation for making people feel very comfortable. No hard sells, no sales pressure, nothing like that.
In fact, we don't even work on commission, so
yeah,
you don't even have to worry about that.
So tell people, if they are interested, how they can get in touch with you, and better yet, come in and see you guys.
Come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. We're there Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Or call us on the phone at 828-298-5402. Greg keeps up our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go online, and we don't have a whole lot of our bullion items on there. We have a few things that we do through eBay, but we really don't. We don't have our bullion items on there just because the price changes so quickly, and things, we run out of things so quickly. We're always buying and selling, so it's usually better to come in and see us or give us a phone call.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody listening will write that down, and you know, we're very serious about this. The reason that Wright's Coin Shop sponsors this show is because they do great, great business, and they do great business because they sell great products, and that's why I'm a customer first and foremost. Call them at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Now, this is the Dark 30 hour when we can talk about some of the more controversial and outrageous stuff, things that might not be as appropriate for kids. But let me just ask you this, Shelley. Have you ever been to Hooters?
No, I have not.
Why is that?
Well, because it seems like it's a place that perhaps men would appreciate a lot more than women.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to any type of a restaurant that has a theme of women revealing or exposing themselves in some uncharacteristic manner?
I don't believe I have.
I'm not even going to ask Sam that question.
We already know the answer.
And Lauren Warren is in the studio. There's no sense even asking her that question. So let me get your opinion on this. A Danish restaurant is causing some controversy because they are called hot buns, which is probably maybe even more creative than Hooters. And they are selling burgers and sex toys.
On the side?
Apparently, yeah. They say it's like a Hooters in the U.S., but they give their customers a lot more flesh. And sometimes, it says here, according to the Huffington Post, the waitresses just flash the customers. And so they are not chicken about arousing controversy, and that's why they're now selling these sex toys at a huge discount with the hamburgers. They're adding dildos, vibrators, whips, and other sex-oriented products to the menu, including things that would make a man happy, they say.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, you know, I'm really open-minded, but this whole thing is really ew. I mean, isn't your stomach kind of turning?
I mean, the awful food at Hooters would be made so much more tolerable if you were actually seeing boobs and you got a fleshlight on the side.
Wow, you are brand oriented.
No, I can't afford a fleshlight. I don't know what you're talking about. That's legit money.
Well, you know, it has always seemed to me, and Lauren, we can bring you into this conversation. But honestly, I have never connected. The parts of my brain don't connect romance with food.
Thank God.
I mean, do you have any? You don't have that either.
No.
But you know, there are certain foods I'm sure that would be considered aphrodisiacs and that sort
Oysters.
Of thing.
Oysters.
Yeah. Would you? Do you think that is an aphrodisiac? Either one of you?
What?
Oysters? Like raw oysters?
No, well, that has basis in science.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But, but I mean, it's not something that you wouldn't want to have, like, raw oysters and then, like, get down to business, you know?
It does something with the... It has a scientific basis, for goodness sakes. Don't make me look it up.
And, I believe you.
Well, you know, I remember there being a certain strip club in this area, and I, as a matter of fact, I don't think they exist anymore.
Would not want to eat the oysters.
That advertised, like, come to the strip club and enjoy our all-you-can-eat buffet. And I've never been to a strip club with an all-you-can-eat buffet, but I don't see why I would go to the strip club for that experience.
Let me tell you straight up. Okay. Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, thought the same thing, because mm-hmm. we are cloistered here in this breadbasket of non-buffet to strip clubs. Down there, you get on, like, you know, whatever, Yelp or whatever, and you're trying to find the best ones. Every single one, it's not just like, oh, the girls are the best. It's like, we've got the best food. Everyone down there has food, and, like, they take pride in the food, and that's, like, one of the ways they draw you in. It's like the buffets in Las Vegas, hey, we get you in for the food, and then you'll play money. And it's really good food. I had chicken and waffles. They had, like, shrimp and grits. I mean, they had some good stuff down there.
So
steaks? Steaks, really good, yeah.
So in Florida, at the very least.
At the very least. I mean, most places, the bigger cities. You know.
Yeah.
I would not. Here, at the one that we have left, I would not want to eat. No.
it still makes me feel like maybe I'd rather go to a restaurant and eat before I go to the strip
but
club.
But if you had, think of your favorite restaurant. Now, think if that had boobs. Now, put that together, and you're like, nah, it's such a bad idea, huh?
See, I'm just not seeing it.
It's weird. And I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's because I don't want to think about that while I'm eating and vice versa.
Prudes.
Well, you, Sam, are a world traveler. And again, one, we've been threatening this for a while, but at some point we're going to sit down and talk about all the places you've been to.
They call me Condé Nast.
All right.
Condé Nasty.
And you've been to Holland.
Yes,
you've
many
been
times.
To Amsterdam many times.
Four times.
Do they do that over there? Do they have restaurants combined with the?
I did go to a live sex show in Amsterdam,
mm-hmm,
but there
course.
Was no food there. And there is a place called the Banana Bar, but they're not for eating.
Have you been to Tijuana, Sam?
Tijuana? No, I have not.
Wow. Well, that's what we need to do for you.
It's
as a
very
bonus.
Dangerous. Very dangerous.
Is it really?
Hell yeah.
Well, maybe if you stick with the show long enough, we'll have a bonus for you one day, and it'll be a plane trip to Tijuana and a video camera.
And you'll see me get beheaded by the cartel or something.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this bizarre mixture of Halloween content and Dark 30 material. And I have a story in front of me, and... controversial is, again, a word I will use here. The headline is simply, wife swapping for Jesus. What does that mean? We'll get to the bottom of it when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual, and it's called Speaking of Strange.
Starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Do you know what I just did there, Sam?
Was that tongues? Were you just overtaken by the Pentecostal?
I read from the Necronomicon.
I don't even know if I want to handle this book.
It's too late. You have. Wait till you see what comes into your bedroom tonight, Sam.
What is, this is the testimony of all that I have seen and all that I have learned, for this is the book of the dead, the book of the black earth that I have writ down at the peril of my life. H.P. Lovecraft.
You got to be very careful with the words that come out of your mouth.
Oh, you were actually reading something out of that book.
I was. I was reading a part of a spell, an incantation.
How does that, what language is that?
Well, it was written by the Mad Arab, so there may be an Arabic element, but the language of magic is a language of its own. It's the language of stream of consciousness that connects with another realm.
All right, David Blaine.
This is Speaking of Strange, and it is a Halloween edition of the program. You know, sometimes spirits, Sam, they come to you in your mind, and sometimes they come to you through technology. That's what EVP is all about. Sometimes people get recordings of some type of a voice from the spirit realm. And I'd like to play for you one of my favorites. This is an EVP that actually a child captured. And so Sam's going to roll this for you, and if you listen closely, hopefully you'll be able to hear. You know, sometimes the EVP is easier to hear than other times, so, but hopefully you'll be able to hear this kind of weird, like, spiritual voice that that enters the recording. Here we go.
But the rest of it isn't, and underneath it in gray is broadcast itself. So right now I'm just trying to point out the obvious so that you know, like, just so you know, because it's easier. But, okay, so here you go. Now, when you look...
Woo! Gotcha!
That was very pleasant in my head, in my cans, as we like to say in the biz. In the cans.
Yeah, there you go. I wish I could see through some, you know, omniscient eye the reactions of every listener when we play that. It's not the first time I've done it, so... We actually are going to play some really spooky stuff for you on the November 1st show. That's going to be the Samhain show. That's going to be when Sam's back from his journeys.
Sabbatical.
Yeah. And we're gonna play like some real EVP and some real exorcism stuff, and it's going to be a very creepy show. I know that will actually be the night after October 31st, but still, Samhain is the transition from sundown October 31st to sundown November 1st, and that's when the veil is very thin between the worlds. And so we're going to dig into some of that on November 1st on that show. Hey, here's a story that I've always thought is kind of a good one to read around Halloween. A woman came to the funeral parlor to see her husband's corpse. "You did a good job," she said to the undertaker. "He looks just the way he always looked, except for one thing. My husband always wore a brown suit, but you have him dressed in a blue suit." "That is no problem, ma'am," said the undertaker. "We can easily change it." When she returned later, her husband was wearing a brown suit. "Now he looks just the way he always did," she said. "I know you went to a lot of trouble." "Oh, it was no trouble," he said. "As it happened, there is a man here who was wearing a brown suit, and his widow felt that a blue suit would be better. He's about your husband's size, so we gave him the blue one and gave your husband the brown one." "Well, even so," she said, "changing all that clothing was a big job." "Not really," said the undertaker. "All we did was exchange their heads."
That's some undertaker humor. That's some funeral home humor.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of changing, exchanging, even, dare I say, swapping, here we have a story. I'll remind everybody, this is the Dark 30 hour, when some of the content is a little more controversial, maybe a bit more sordid and seedy. not for the kids, not for the easily offended. And I know this story is raising some eyebrows. Wife swapping for Jesus. A couple in Florida has a passion for swinging, and they're having no trouble finding people interested in trading spouses while discussing the finer points of their favorite Bible verses. And they've launched a website that have helped them to do just that. The married couple, both former competitive bodybuilders, are very religious, but see no problem with dabbling in this type of fornication every once in a while. Quote, "I don't think God would be mad at what we're doing," Christie said. "At first I was conflicted, but the more we looked at it, the more it makes sense to us," end quote. The 44-year-old added that she felt mankind had been created to frolic and fornicate with one another. Quote, "God put people on the earth to breed and enjoy each other, and I feel God is always with me, and he's put me here for a reason," end quote. They actually have a website. It's called fitnessswingers.com. And they say it's not just a network for like-minded individuals to enjoy this. They see it as a sacred duty to help get the message out about the importance of having Jesus in your life, and also, you know, that special part about enjoying yourself carnally, shall we say. So, you know, they're claiming here this is not an easy thing for a lot of people to accept, but that the Bible teaches us, "Judge not lest ye be judged." And they say if you're a devout Christian and you're in a relationship and you want to share this love with others, it can be done in good faith.
You know, I just logged on, and I'm a little bit let down because it's not letting you into anything until you sign up. And the only photo you can get seems to be by a fictitious gal by the name of Stacy Frankfurter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's her real name. But fitnessswingers.com, I don't want to have to sign up for all this to see what's going on in there.
Okay, I'm signing on right now, too.
There's a lot to fill out.
Yeah. Hmm. Stacy Frankfurter?
We have a shared friend in Bumped Head. I'm like, I don't recall being...
I see what you're talking about. I see a picture of Stacy Frankfurter.
She lives in Aachenkrau, Bulgaria.
Well, she must be a nice lady.
I bet
Frankfurter.
She is.
Let's see. They're in related news. Here's a story from New York City. In the financial district there at an office, some workers say they are horrified by a swingers sex club in their building. Sex clubs have long happily coexisted with other businesses and bars, but once in a while, they say it kind of breaks loose. And apparently, because this one neighborhood is so elite, here's one complaint. Quote, "You see these people coming up. The bouncer looks like he's from a strip club. We saw them move 8 mattresses up there. That was horrendous." End quote.
That was horrendous.
Mattresses.
Must be comfy. And they say, "Come relax in our spacious lower Manhattan loft that boasts 4,500 square feet of comfort, style, and sexiness." Well, some people are complaining, saying, it smells like cigarettes in there. And also, there are a lot of condoms in the trash out back. Okay, let's take a break, shall we? When we return and we continue with this particular very odd Dark 30 hour, I have an update for you. Do you guys remember the story about the guy who fell asleep in his living room and woke up to find a bloody stranger naked in the living room with him? Well, the guy who was the naked bloody stranger thought maybe he'd been abducted by aliens. When we come back, I'll tell you what really happened to him. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. the gruesome ghoul, the grisly ghoul, without the slightest noise, waits patiently beside the school to feast on girls and boys. He lunges fiercely through the air as they come out to play, then grabs a couple by the hair and drags them far away. He cracks their bones and snaps their backs and squeezes out their lungs. He chews their thumbs like candy snacks and pulls apart their tongues. He slices their stomachs and bites their hearts and tears their flesh to shreds. He swallows their toes like toasted tarts and gobbles down their heads. Fingers, elbows, hands and knees and arms and legs and feet. He eats them with delight and ease, for every part's a treat. And when the gruesome grisly ghoul has nothing left to chew, he hurries to another school and waits, perhaps, for you. And that is The Ghoul by Jack Prelutsky from the book Nightmares. Poems.
That's uplifting stuff right there. I thought you got that right out of Reader's Digest.
Poems to Trouble Your Sleep. Welcome back to Speaking of Strange, a Halloween edition of the program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. They are great sponsors of horrific child eating.
Do you have any scary coins? Are there any scary coins?
No, just scary salespeople.
The balloons?
No.
We've been telling her for at least a year or two that they need some Krampus coins for Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
What coin? What coins?
But she doesn't like it when we give her advice because she's thinking all the time, like, you peons know nothing about the coin business.
Krampus?
How dare you? You don't know the Krampus, Sam? Oh,
what?
Don't what? Tell him. Don't tell him. We're going to have fun with you this Christmas, my friend.
Oh, great.
You have something to look forward to now for the Christmas shows, and I do too.
It is one of my least favorite times of year, so I need something to look for.
You'll like it.
It depresses me to no end.
The Krampus will flip that around and turn that into a joyous occasion for you.
Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah. Even a twisted guy like Sam just can't be exposed to all that's twisted in the world. We have to help him out once in a while. This is the Dark 30 Hour when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so keep that in mind. I recently read a story from Massachusetts about a Massachusetts man who fell asleep in a chair in his living room, and when he woke up, he got quite a surprise. A bloody, total stranger was asleep, naked, on the couch. What a shocking thing that would be. The homeowner got his wife, children, and father-in-law out of the home at 4:30 in the morning, and they call police. The officers arrested a 30-year-old man and charged him with all kinds of things, entering a building at night, putting a person in fear, and vandalism. By the way, did you know that could be a charge? Putting a person in fear.
I did not.
I think there could be a class action lawsuit against Pinhead's Graveyard. So police, the guy just had no idea how he got into this situation. He literally said, maybe I was abducted by aliens. And it makes you wonder, is that a possibility? I mean, you'd imagine that maybe it would end up this way. But apparently, there things clarified as time went on. And the man apparently has now said, well, here is what happened. He wasn't abducted by aliens. Instead, he entered a drinking contest with some guys at a local bar.
That's a little more, that's plausible. That's more plausible.
That's more realistic, isn't it? He chugged 20 beers in 2 hours. He said, the next thing I knew, I was in jail with no clothes, no wallet, and no idea what happened. But I won $100 in the drinking contest, and yet I still have no idea where to even look for my pants or wallet.
Bail was $3,000.
So police have determined it was not an alien abduction after all.
What would seem more plausible than alien abduction is more of like a time travel scenario where you come back and now where you had left from that point in time has changed, and now there's a house with a couch there, and you end up on it, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, well, do you remember, guys, recently I read a story from our favorite place, Florida, about a couple that was arrested for public sex at a retirement home there?
Yes.
Well, it's happened again. They say two residents of the retirement village didn't seem to be that tired when they were arrested for doing this publicly, this time. A 40-year-old woman and a 47-year-old man. It's like, why are they in a retirement home?
That's not old.
They work there, maybe? They're visiting, and somehow...
They say this community has around 100,000 people in it.
Good Lord.
And they give these graphic details about what went down. I mean...
Such as?
Well... The woman... the deputies responded. They found the woman lying there... Her petals were open, okay? Let's put it that way. The flower had emerged. Her upper body was exposed. They say she wasn't wearing her shorts or underwear, and they say the man was, quote, fully naked, exposing his penis, end quote. So basically, they asked them, why did they, you know, why are you doing this here? And they said, well, we didn't have any other place to go, and now was the time. The timing was right.
The officer then informed them that they were not 14-year-olds. They have a home.
So this is the second time this year somebody's been arrested for this kind of thing at this place, which bills itself as Florida's friendliest retirement community.
Obviously.
Yeah. And when you, of course, now people are wondering, like, really, statistically, what's going on at this place? Well, it turns out there are 10 women to every man, for starters. And there's a black market for Viagra. They say, quote, all of the women work hard to look good. One of the ladies there said, turn your back for a minute and someone will try to steal your husband, end quote. And they also go on to say, contrary to what your standard calendar would have you believe, every night is a Saturday night here. It's become so popular now that a local bar not far from this place is selling a cocktail called Sex on the Square in honor of the arrested couples.
Think about it, though. You said 100,000 people. Like, that's bigger than Asheville.
Yeah.
And so with that many people, you're going to have murders. You're going to have violent crimes. You're going to have all sorts of things that are going on just in that community, of which 33% of the women are named Dorothea.
Retirement home sounds so seedy now.
Not to mention the last name. Eh? Did you get that one?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you later. Well, hey, Sam, you only have to be 40. We're getting close enough to retire dude.
I'm rolling on your dime.
And also from Stark, Florida, which kind of sounds like it could be anywhere in
Florida. Where they executed Ted Bundy.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. It was Stark, okay. Authorities there say there has been a strange accident. A tractor trailer struck a school bus, injuring 10 people. Fortunately, nobody was that seriously hurt, but they say when the wreck was over, they realized that there was a naked woman lying there in the middle of the wreck, unconscious. She claims she has no connection to the driver, and the driver says she has no connection to him.
Right. Time travel.
Yeah.
Again.
Another great mystery. Where's Robert Stack when you need him?
Oh, man. How good was that voice?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. I can't even do Robert
it's
Stack.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I'll have to work on that.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. He was the right man for that job.
Unsolved mysteries, if you're not familiar.
I think I'm going to try to squeeze another poem in here. You know, we're big fans of vampires. This Dracula movie's coming out, and we all went, well, most of us here went to Transylvania. How about this vampire poem? The night is still and somber, and in the murky gloom, arisen from his slumber, the vampire leaves his tomb. His eyes are pools of fire, his skin is icy white, and blood his one desire this woe-begotten night. Then through the silent city he makes his silent way, prepared to take no pity upon his hapless prey. An open window beckons, he grins a hungry grin, and pausing not one second, he swiftly climbs within. And there beneath her covers his victim lies in sleep, with fangs agleam he hovers, and with those fangs bites deep. The vampire drinks till sated, he fills his every pore, and then his thirst abated, licks clean the dripping gore. With powers now replenished, his thirst no longer burns, his quest this night is finished, so to his tomb he turns. And there, a while in silence, he'll rest beneath the mud, until with thoughts of violence he wakes and utters, "Blood."
That was drawn out. That was for effect. The effect.
I even scared myself that time. Nightmares! Poems to Trouble Your Sleep by Jack Prelutsky. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, Dark 30-Hour Special Halloween Edition, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. This is Speaking of Strange.
Trick-or-treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene. Trick-or-treat. The whole night through, little scalawags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true. Trick-or-treat for Halloween. When the pumpkin shells cast evil spells, your little white house turns green. Your little white house turns green. Your little white house turns green. Every post is a ghost if you got a witch's brew. And if you want your gate to circulate, oh ho,
we can do that too.
Trick-or-treat for Halloween. When ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, you better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true. So when ghosts and goblins by the score.
Yeah, welcome back to the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren, Halloween edition. This is the last show before October the 31st. And Sam the Animal, he's going to be off on a maritime adventure. So God bless you. Godspeed, Sam Steele. Bring us back some stories about the Flying Dutchman and apparitions from the Bermuda Triangle.
I'll show you how to tie a four in hand.
Yeah, that'll come in handy in certain bathrooms around Asheville. whatever that means. And then and then also we're going to have a special Samhain program. I know you prefer to call it Sam Hain. The Animal Hain, but it's Samhain is what Wiccans call it.
I just know it from a member in high school, like the death metal kids or like the metal guys would wear the Sam Hain
right.
band.
Yeah, which was a play on Samhain.
Yeah, and I didn't. Yeah. It scared me.
And so November the 1st will be our next brand new show, theoretically. And then we may have some best ofs the next couple weeks, or who knows? It's radio is a it's a hall of mirrors. We don't know what's going to happen here exactly, so you just have to tune in and find out. Additionally, let me reiterate, I'm going to be leading some ghost hunts the rest of this month. Well, actually, I'm going to be leading ghost tours and one ghost hunt. Go to hauntedashville.com for all of that information, hauntedashville.com. And then come early November, I'm going to have to disappear for a while to finish up a book I'm working on Deadline. And we'll figure out then what we're going to do as far as best ofs. We're digging around, Lauren and I, for some of these old, old, old recordings of Speaking of Strange that your brother, Charles, has been kind enough to volunteer to transfer to a digital format. He's looking forward to that, isn't he, Lauren?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to get that for him.
So and, old, they're on 78.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Old eight tracks. Okay, a couple stories here. I can't use the S word on the air, but we all know
please don't
what it is. And so I'll just say crap instead. But a woman in New Zealand says an airplane crapped on us. That's the headline. They say the skies were looking pretty unfriendly for this woman. She says she went out into her yard and smelled something terrible. She said there was waste splattered all over her yard, her house, and her car. She said, quote, the first thing when I walked out of my door this morning, I saw it and I thought an airplane crapped on us. You open the door and it smells like crap, she told the Herald on Sunday. I'm absolutely disgusted at the moment. The amount of crap everywhere is horrendous. She said it looked like somebody dropped a 500-pound poop bomb and it exploded crap all over her home and yard. Her home lies directly along an Auckland International Airport flight path. And she said that it would take like a million birds to make the kind of mess that she's talking about. It wasn't birds. And she says, I might not be a biologist, but I know the difference between a human turd and bird turds. And this plane must have taken off with a full tank to bust over my house. The only bird or birds that could do this would be in a Godzilla movie.
I believe she'd be thinking of Mothra.
Yeah, probably. So she's not happy, I think you have gathered. And they're saying that actually this has become a decent problem for a lot of these airlines. So we'll see how her case turns out.
You know the science there?
The science?
Mm-hmm. What happens is like they'll release it like...
it's frozen.
Yeah, and then it freezes as it drops yeah. through the atmosphere and it becomes like a block of frozen turd.
Absolutely. And here is the last story. I just figure, you know, once in a while I read a story and I think, oh, I admire this guy. I don't commonly read that as the last story of the night, but I think there's something to be said for this guy. In the UK, he was married to a woman who was not very nice and would not let him go to a bar or drink or anything like that. She kept him under a very, very tight thumb. And one night, he was watching The Shawshank Redemption in 1994, and he said he decided to do something inspired by the movie. There was a pub 800 feet from his house, and over the course of 15 years, he tunneled from his bedroom over to the local pub. He says he used all manner of tools, from spoons to heavy-duty machines.
Oh my God.
And he said it was a wonderful night when he actually broke into the ladies' restroom, broke through at the local pub. And he says that he, once he broke through this area, was able to slip out at 11 p.m. just about every night as his wife was snoozing and return at 1 a.m. And he said this went on for years, and she kept wondering, why does he smell like alcohol all the time? And he said, it's just my natural odor. He also was learning a lot of drinking songs and that sort of thing, and eventually it all just, well, it all just broke out. And he told her, I've been tunneling into the ladies' bathroom.
And this is why Andy Dufresne remains single.
I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius and Kuka This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And happy Halloween, everybody. Have fun. You are commanded.